Good day, prayer warriors. We continue our newfound prayer topic, praying across America, as we approach the National Day of Prayer. Today's two places are Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. We're working from the east to the west coast. So Puerto Rico is the capital of San Juan, over 3.2 million in population. It was once inhabited by Taino people who used to call it the land of the brave and noble lord. It was discovered by Christopher Columbus in 1493 and named San Juan Bautista, though the island later became known as Puerto Rico. San Juan, founded in 1521, is the oldest city under U.S. jurisdiction. The island was under Spanish rule for over 400 years until the U.S. gained control in 1898 and Puerto Ricans were granted U.S. citizenship in 1917. So, Father, we lift up Puerto Rico. We thank you that it is part of our United States for since 1917. We thank you for the verse, then Jesus took the loaves and after giving thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also with the fish and as much as they wanted. We, Heavenly Father, you are Lord over Puerto Rico. May your gospel and your glory be made known from the heights of their mountains all the way down to the beaches. May the people of Puerto Rico experience your miraculous abundance of hope, joy and restoration when they seek your face. We pray every generation would turn to you, giving you glory and walking out your word, your will, and your ways in their lives. In Jesus' name. The Virgin Islands, or the capital is Charlotte-Amalie, over 87,000. The islands were controlled by several places, Spain, France, Holland, Malta, Britain, and Denmark. The U.S. purchased the Danish West Indies in 1917, same year as Puerto Rico, for $25 million in gold to secure a strategic naval base during World War I. Before Europe arrived, the islands were home to indigenous peoples. It consists of three main islands, St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John, and they have an underwater national park. About 75% of the population are descendants from African ancestors. So, Father, we lift up the U.S. Virgin Islands. We thank you that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may you give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that they may know the hope of your calling. We lift up the U.S. Virgin Islands to you. We thank you that you have begun a good work in the territory, shall continue to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We thank you that as we continue in your word, we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. Father, we ask that you would endow them with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you, the one true living God. May the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. May they have the confident, joyful expectation. And with this knowing, may they be vessels through which they can flow to accomplish all that you desire in the U.S. Virgin Islands and the seven centers of influence represented here. In Jesus' name.